All right, welcome back. Who's talking? Hobbo Frank and Chris Sill, second half hour of the show tonight, and we're going to be joined by John Copper in a moment. But before we do that, Frank, a weekly segment or special on the show is the LeClaire Ryan play of the game, and there weren't that many good plays, but Frank selected one from last week's game against Georgia Tech.
Tough decision. In the second quarter, following a terrific 73-yard kickoff return by Kalik Shepard, UVA had a second down at the Georgia Tech 18 or thereabouts. Quarterback Mike Rocco faked a handoff, I think, to the fullback. He was pressured as he was going to throw during this play action. He had a wide open Perry Jones, number 33, over in the left flat with a phalanx of blockers, Hobbo. However, the ball was a little low and outside. Jones did well to catch it. Unfortunately, he fell down. The play was dead right there. A sure TD was lost. Virginia tried on third down and short and fourth and short and did not get the first. I would have elected at least a field goal attempt to try to get to double digits at that point going into the locker room. Anyhow, that would have given Virginia a chance to close the gap to 14 points, and that might have helped going into the second half down 28-14.
That's a whole different game.
Whole different game. Such is life. All right, John Copper, one of my all-time favorite overachieving linebackers. Lucky to have him on the show. John, are you there?
Hey, I appreciate you having me on.
Well, we love having you. I always think you give us excellent insight as to the defense, and I'm pretty certain when you were watching that game on Saturday, you probably had to scream a couple of times, like, Henry Coley, where's your man? Or Anthony Harris, please grab somebody.
Yeah, John, did you ever miss a tackle?
Not often.
Just a couple, that's all.
All right, so John, what did you think, and what can Virginia's defense do this week to get ready for this more of a pro-style offense that TCU tends to run?
Yeah, I mean, the Georgia Tech game is just, you know, they had a handful of explosive plays there and that sort of thing, and that's also kind of a one-time offense. I mean, I don't think they'll face the triple option again this year. So it's kind of a learn and go. And, TCU definitely poses a good threat. I mean, they've got a pretty dynamic passing attack, but also, you know, rushing the ball. I was looking at one of the rushers averaging over 9 yards a carry every time he touches the ball. I mean, that's significant. It's going to be a pretty formidable opponent.
Well, they'll get over it, right? Young men tend to have short memories if they're good competitive types. Gearing up for this game, traveling down to TCU where they spent a mere $164 million on the Amon G. Carter Stadium to get it in shape for this coming season. Those Horned Frogs are pretty feisty. They haven't played any ACC teams in recently. Maybe this is just the third time since 1997. So what does Virginia have to do to go back on the road? This is a 12 noon Eastern Standard Time kickoff, which I think is actually an advantage out there in Texas. What does Virginia have to do to get back and make this a slugfest like they did with Penn State?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I thought the defense played excellent against Penn State with the exception of not causing any turnovers. I mean, on paper, you know, you lose the turnover margin by four, and your defense is out there, I think it was 91 plays against Penn State. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to hold a team to 16 points, you know, granted there were some missed field goals in there, but still that's significant. And really, I mean, that's the type of effort, you know, we're going to have this Saturday if we even got a chance. You know, the thing is, though, is TCU is such a heavily, Penn State was a little more kind of power football. TCU, they're going to open it up quite a bit more. So it's really a lot's going to be on the secondary. A lot's going to be on the pass rush to see. And, you know, we're going to have to cause some turnovers. If we don't cause any turnovers, it can be a long day again.
Yeah, the one thing about it, I think if TCU watches the game film of the Georgia Tech, they might be overconfident.
Pretty good chance of that, right?
Well, I think you identified it. You know, pass rush and to give that secondary a little help. What is your assessment of our pass rush? I know the season is early, but can we have that kind of pressure in order to give the secondary some help?
Yeah, you know, I've been impressed so far that we have been able to get some pressure and seemingly somewhat consistently, especially in that Penn State game. I mean, that's the really the only, you know, Georgia Tech, they ran the same pass protection that I ran in high school as an offensive lineman running the triple option. You know, we ran that in high school, and it's just it doesn't carry over to a pro-style offense in terms of pass rush. So the real game we're looking at is Penn State, and I thought we did a decent job creating some pass rush there. I think we got some young guys that can really get off the ball. And also some of our veteran guys are stepping up and being able to make some plays there. So great so far going off Penn State. I think that's good, and that's going to have a good day on Saturday if we're going to have a shot.
John, just one other quick question. What's practice going to be like this week?
Practice this week? Well, I could tell you what it would have been like if Al Groh were still the coach, but he's not. You know, Coach London is a little bit different coaching style. But I think they're going to stress two things. I think they're going to stress that Georgia Tech is kind of a one-play game, if you will, and that, you know, we're not going to see that again. So they're not going to harp on a lot of correctives and that sort of thing. And also, I think it's going to be back to fundamentals. I mean, you can't, doesn't matter who you're playing, if you give up explosive plays and you don't cause turnovers on defense, you're going to lose most every game that you don't win the turnover margin and you give up those explosive plays of 20, 30, 70 yards plus. You know, those plays just they kill your momentum. They kill your offense, the morale. And those are probably the two things. If I were Coach London, we got to create turnovers and we got to limit explosive plays.
Yeah, it's funny. When I played a long time ago, I never wanted to make the coaches angry because when I played, there was no limit on the amount of time you could practice. You know, now the NCAA tells you can only practice so many hours a week if you're in class. That was not true back in the 1970s. So coaches got mad. The practices were long, spirited, and you always knew that you were in trouble when the managers came out with the basketball rack and the coach said, "We won't need those today."
Uh-oh. That would be a rut row.
Sprint City.
And how about loved running the stairs in old U-Haul? I can tell you that. All right, looking at TCU's information, somebody better guard Josh Boyce. He's tied for TCU's career lead in receiving touchdowns with 17. So I think somebody better guard him. The other player is Brandon Carter, and he's had some big receiving days. So if we can guard those two guys, maybe we can stay with him. John, when you watch a game like that on Saturday, and you know the Virginia offense has been struggling to get in gear, and mostly it seems that it has plenty to do with the interior offensive line, but at the same time, there seem to be some mental breakdowns too. I saw Dominique Terrell can't seem to remember the snap count. He goes offsides at least once or twice a game, and some other players are missing blocks. How does Coach London and Coach Lazor and Coach Reed, how do they get the attention of the players and bring them back in and get them moving constructively in the right direction?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just coming back to fundamentals. I mean, that's what it basically comes down to, especially when you have a loss like that. I mean, you get in a game like that where realistically by the start or middle of the second quarter, the game's just out of hand. You know, at that point, the morale of the team, you know, the 24 hours after the game is pretty low anyway. But the good thing is it's this early in the season. You know, you have enough seniors and that sort of thing, older guys that are just going to say, hey, you know, no matter what happens, we're not going to let this happen again. You know, that was my senior year. We went up to UConn. And, you know, UConn beat us. I don't want to know what the score of that game was. You know, they beat us by 40-some points, and their running back had 300-some yards or something crazy like that. And, you know, after that game, you know, the next week it was just like kind of a buck stops here. You know, we're going to do what we have to do to make sure this doesn't repeat itself this week. And I think that's the attitude of the coaches and the players. It's just, you know, get back to basics, you know, play tough football. Yeah, there's lots of problems to address, but you start where you are, and you mainly just start with the attitude and morale of the team.
Looking ahead to Virginia's schedule, all right, TCU this Saturday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. I believe this is this ESPN2 this week?
It's ESPN or ES. It's one of the main
either,
ESPN. It's not ESPNU.
ESPN2 or ESPN.
Well, I got it right here. It's my Virginia, TCU. It's ESPN.
There you go. Then Virginia has Louisiana Tech. They have not announced the kickoff for that home game on 29th. ACC is making a decision on that game with ESPN. And then Virginia travels away to Duke. Then they host Maryland, host Wake Forest, then they travel to NC State. So some of the traditional opponents are setting up ahead of us. Hopefully Virginia can get through the TCU with no more injuries and maybe a better game. Wouldn't you think that'd be, hate to say, Pyrrhic victory or something like that? Or
this is a pride game.
Yeah, pride game here. Just try to keep it close. Or can Virginia beat these guys?
Yeah, you know, from what I know of Coach London, he would not like the statement at all of a pride game and wouldn't be thinking that mentality. I mean, you think about, when he went up to USC, I guess that was now three seasons ago.
Yep.
And had it not been for a blown call, we would have beat USC at USC.
The infamous fake punt.
Yeah, that fake punt was just a totally blown call by the refs. We would have won that game otherwise. You think about FSU last year. Coach London is not going down there to keep it close. He's going to go down there with a good game plan to win the game. If the players can execute that, it'll be a good day. If not, it could be tough, and we could be a couple games out from really hitting on all cylinders again. But I know his mindset is going to be one, if he wants to go down there to win a football game, he's going to do whatever it takes to do that.
All right, John, last question for you. Then we got to jump to Dr. Dalton. Virginia's traveling down there. Mindset, no longer pride, but we play to win again. What are your thoughts on the way this game is going to play out potentially?
I'm looking to see myself. Like I said, hopefully the guys are bounced back and ready to play. Like I said, that's what impressed me most the last 2 years about Coach London and the teams that he prepares is that, typically games like this, you count them out, but there have been, there have probably been three games that I knew of just the last 2 years that were kind of this scenario. Nobody really thinks you're going to do much. And they go down and they win, or they at least make it an extremely competitive game. So hopefully that's what shows up here on Saturday. That's what I'm hoping for and looking for, but I guess we'll find out here in a few days.
Yeah, John, when I say pride game, I don't mean get down there and make it respectable. I mean this is a team that was embarrassed on Saturday.
Right.
And from an athletic standpoint, you want to come back and play well. Now, you want to get out there and win the game, but most importantly, you want to execute, play well, eliminate the mistakes, and see what happens.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm on board with you there. And like I said, we had my 4 years playing. I mean, we had a handful of games like that, and it was always that next week. I mean, just the emphasis was on we're gonna do. That's not who we are as a team, and we're going to show people that this upcoming Saturday.
All right. As always, John, thanks for joining us. You'll be a visitor back on the show during the football season in future weeks, but we thank you for your time here this evening.
Yeah, appreciate y'all having me on.
All right, John Copper, former linebacker at Virginia, with us for a few minutes, and we're going to be joined by Dr. Dalton here momentarily with the injury report. But, yeah, I think from my perspective, as an athlete, if you get humbled like Virginia did, if you're worth a salt, you want to get back out on the field or on the court to show that was an aberration, that was not the way you're normally going to play a football game or a basketball game. And I'm sure, again, we talked earlier tonight about the character of the coaches and the players. So I think that's going to be a key factor relative to their bouncing back this week and playing well.
Absolutely. I think Virginia's going to come back with a vengeance. Don't know if they can beat TCU. This is a good TCU team. If Virginia can just get into the game, I feel certain we have enough talent. It's just they got off to such a bad start against Georgia Tech. They played from way behind.
Well, I was just going to say, the announcers before the game were talking about, and other people were talking about how important it was for Virginia to get a good start, and they got about as bad a start as you could possibly have.
Three offensive plays and two touchdowns. Ooh.
Yeah.
All right. I think we have Dr. Vince Dalton on the line. Vince, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Frank.
Sorry, we ran a little bit long with John Copper. Anyway, we're glad to have you. Dr. Dalton is with Ortho Virginia, formerly West End Orthopedic Clinic. And Vince, we've got a few players that have been out that are hurting. Billy Shouts did not play against Georgia Tech due to a lower leg injury. Cody Wallace, offensive guard, did not play, lower leg. Tim Smith, wide receiver, did not play versus Georgia Tech, again, lower leg. On the flip side, Clifton Richardson did play finally the first time this year, and it looks like his hamstring is finally loosening up and he's able to go. But I did not see anybody getting hurt against Georgia Tech, and Virginia has not released any information about any injuries. So why don't we go and talk about some of the things that maybe you are more in tune with, and that is hip injuries and hip replacement procedures. And I know you're an expert on an anterior treatment surgery for hip replacements, and maybe you can tell us a little bit about that.
Right. I see a lot of people with hip pain, and sometimes it's due to a pinched nerve in the back. Sometimes it's as simple as bursitis of the hip that we can treat very readily in the office. If you do end up with arthritis of your hip from years of wear, sports, or injuries or whatever, hip replacement may become necessary. I started doing what we call the anterior approach about 2 years ago and have done it pretty much 100% since then. And I think it's just a better way to do a hip replacement. It's less invasive and a quicker recovery. We don't have to cut any muscles. It's a little tougher to learn, but I think it's a much better way to do a hip replacement.
Yeah, Dr. Dalton, this is Hobbo. I think I'll be coming to see you pretty soon. What's your number, and how do I schedule this appointment?
No, he's not kidding, actually.
Yeah. Orthopedics, but now we've changed our name. It's still a little hard for me to remember each time. I'm so used to calling it West End Orthopedics, but Ortho Virginia, I'm pretty easy to find.
Well, yeah, I mean, I joke about it, but I really do have a little bit of a hip issue. I've already gone to see Dr. Nort about knees, so I'm going to go through the entire staff over there at Ortho Virginia fixing all my problems.
And he's got lots of broken parts.
Well, it happens to all of us if we're out there playing the game and trying to keep up with the young guys and still trying to get out there and have some fun. Eventually, parts are going to wear out.
Yeah, what Dr. Norton, his associate John, have done with me is just to have some lubricant put into the knees, at least initially, to try to get some replacement for that cartilage that is gone. And I think down the road may have to have some knee replacement, either partial or full. But at any rate, so I'll be coming to see you before too long.
Okay, well, we'll be glad to. I'll keep an eye out for you.
All right, but at any rate, let's throw it back to Frank here, and we can also talk anything about the football injuries. When they say lower leg, I guess that could mean knee, ankle, foot. That could mean almost anything.
Yeah, that's kind of nonspecific. I suspect that either involves a calf strain, Achilles tear, or most likely an ankle injury, particularly a high ankle sprain, which can be a real tough thing to recover from. So I would guess that's most likely what we're talking about.
Vince, we have got to go to break. We're coming up against the last break before the Olympic Sports Report. Thank you for joining us. We very much appreciate your feedback tonight. And as always, we really appreciate Ortho Virginia's support.
All right. Well, certainly. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Doctor.
All right.
All right. We're going to go to a final break. Stay with us. We'll be back with Olympic sports and a preview of next week's show after these messages.